Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. We're talking Horton Charger basketball. We got the girls coach Bailey Lanter joining us here for a few minutes. Always appreciate it. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. And for Horton, we can get a thought on three games, coach. Obviously didn't have much to talk about last week with the first game, you know, on Friday night, but let's start with that opener. You know, last Friday night, Atchison County, you guys started off with a big win, 66-12. So a good way to start the season on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good night to get into some basketball. I feel like we kind of came out with a lot of energy. I think it was always, you know, that first night, those jitters and that intensity kind of fed off of that, I think. And we were full steam ahead, which was beautiful. But of course, you know, as you get into a game like that, there's always things to tweak and adjust and look at. And so it kind of gave us an opportunity to do that on Friday night against Effingham. We were able to kind of pull some things back and say, okay, let's slow down. Let's look at this or that, see what's working, what's not. And so that was a nice way for us to start the season, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. And you've seen two big East League teams here this week alone. You still have another game on Friday against Pea Ridge. We'll get your thought on that in a moment. But let's start with Monday night at Perry LeCompton. Boy, you guys are right there, 52-49, the Cause getting the win in the end. So the first loss of the year against the Cause. But again, three-point game. Take us back to Monday night. What'd you take away? What'd you see there?
You know, Perry is a good team. They're a very aggressive team. They like to get to the baskets. And so that was something that we really had to make some adjustments. You know, the first half, we struggled with that a little bit, stopping the penetration to the basket. And so going into the locker room at halftime, we had to make some adjustments. And we definitely came out in the second half much more kind of focused and much more on top of, you know, the things that we needed to take care of. And we definitely had a much better second half, which got us in that position to be right there at the end of the game. But, you know, when you're in a game like that, when you only lose by three, it's one thing here or two things here can make all the difference. And, you know, that was just a good learning opportunity for our girls.
And then you guys turned right around last night. You guys played a very improved Hiawatha team as well. They're off to a 3-0 start. You guys had them at home and another close one, 58-51. So you guys are battling here early against some very good teams in the Big East. But again, Red Hawks get the win last night. What'd you take away from that one?
Again, Hiawatha, like you said, is a good team. They're aggressive, and it was nice to go against that kind of aggressive defense. You know, I think that's something we'll see more and more of as the season progresses. So it was nice for us to see that and see how we can handle that. And again, what adjustments we need to make as we move forward, you know, handling pressure like that. You know, we had opportunities in the game where we probably could have just rolled over and quit, but the girls continued to fight and continue to battle. We just weren't able to pull it out there at the end.
Finally, coach, quick thought on the matchup. You go to Pleasant Ridge on Friday night. It'll be league matchup number 2 here in the early going. They beat McLeod by 50 last night. But what do you know about Pea Ridge? What can you tell us? And just kind of the expectations for the next game coming up on Friday.
First of all, it'll be nice to have a couple of days of practice to be back in the gym to work on some things and fine-tune some things. So to be completely honest, I'm looking forward to that. And then as we travel to Pea Ridge, it'll be nice to get back into some league play. You know, Pleasant Ridge is going to be a tough team. They're going to come out, and, you know, of course, with them being at home, they're absolutely going to want to, you know, put on a good game there in front of their home crowd. So we're just going to have to come out and be aggressive and play our game, you know, our style of ball, and not let our opponent kind of dictate what we're doing on the court. So
great stuff as always. That's Bailey Lanter joining us, Horton girls basketball coach, brought to you by Union State Bank. Couple of tough losses this week against Perry and Hiawatha, but looking to bounce things back on Friday night when they go to Pleasant Ridge. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you one more time next week before the break.
Great. Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.